It's the Mainly Plants Podcast. My name is Ryan. Ryan Furman, certified plant-based nutritionist, at your service. The website, mainlyplants.com, at mainlyplants on social media, and Ryan at mainlyplants.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or things that you want me to cover, or have covered and have further questions or whatever about. As always, subscribe if you haven't already. If you haven't left a review, please take a couple minutes and do that. It helps me out tremendously. If you don't know how to, ask a friend or your son or daughter. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great New Year's. I am actually recording this a few days early because I am going to be busy this upcoming week. I wanted to make sure that you guys get the podcast. So it's actually New Year's Eve right now, by the time you're hearing it. Will be, I think it should come out the 2nd or the 3rd. So, happy New Year's. Hope you guys had a safe and fun New Year's Eve. Is it just me or is New Year's Eve just super overrated? Like when I was in like my early 20s, I insisted on like going to the bars and the clubs for New Year's Eve. And it was always kind of like a letdown, right? And in the past like 4 or 5 years, I've just had people over. And we play games, and we have some drinks, and we have some snacks, and it's so much more fun. And not only that, you don't have to worry about paying exorbitant rates for Ubers, and you don't have to drive and be worried about drunk drivers and all that good stuff. So, excuse me. I, this week, am talking to you guys about expecting and acceptance. And this is something that I read in a book a couple years ago. It was called Unfuck Yourself. And the book's pretty good. It's an easy read. But there's this thread through the entire thing about expect nothing and accept everything. And obviously, these are very lofty goals. I don't know why I'm so congested. Excuse me. Let me grab a sip of water. Where was I? Ah, yes. Expect nothing and accept everything. It's a lofty goal. I think that it's something that we as humans struggle to do. And especially with the world the way that it is, you know, the way that we've evolved into, you know, living in cities and having relationships and, you know, not living in a tribe. I think it's harder to do. In that regard, it's just hard, period. And I think that the closer we get to that ultimate goal, which I don't even know if it's attainable unless like you're, you know, the Dalai Lama or a Buddhist monk who dedicates their life to this, but striving for this every day, striving for this every day in and out, not only will make you a better human, but it'll make you feel better mentally, and therefore just, you know, elevates your mental and therefore physical health. So let's talk about it, okay? Acceptance is kind of the cornerstone of having a fulfilling mindset, right? Embracing everything, the good, the bad. I talked about it on a few podcasts ago. It allows us to navigate life with greater ease if we accept, right? You get bad news. Okay. Well, what can I do about it? I can accept that this shit happened, and then I can figure out what to do about it. But if I'm sitting there saying, why did this happen to me? What did I do wrong? You know, it doesn't really get you anywhere when you're in that negative mindset. Now, if you accept it and then get into, well, why did this happen to me? And what did I do wrong so that I can correct it for the future? That's healthy. But if you're just sitting in a pit wallowing, that's not healthy. And the first step to benefiting from these things, good and bad, is acceptance. Radical acceptance is acknowledging reality without judgment. And this forms the entire foundation for this mindset, right? But we do have expectations. Acceptance and expectations go hand in hand, right? And expectations are a burden. They create unnecessary states of stress and disappointment, right? We have societal and personal and relational expectations, which often lead us to unmet hopes. You know, you have you start dating somebody, and you expect them to act a certain way, or to be a certain way, or behave a certain way. But that's not who they are. You're going to be disappointed. So if you can try to not expect stuff from people, whether it be a romantic relationship or friends or family, then you're not sitting with those with those stressful, disappointing outcomes. Because if you don't expect something, then the outcome isn't disappointing. It just is, right? If you can let go of expectations, it liberates us from these burdens. And it allows us to have a more peaceful existence in life. And not only more peaceful, but more fluid. And I really like this idea, right? If you can just, everybody's heard of the term, just go with it, right? If you can just go with it, man, it's a lot easier. And like I said, this is hard shit. This takes lifetime, maybe lifetimes of practice. And, you know, like I said, if you're a Buddhist monk and you dedicate your life to this, you know, you might attain it. You might attain enlightenment. Maybe this is enlightenment. But for the average person, you know, we have to work jobs. We have family stresses, friend stresses, relationship stresses. It's a constant effort that you have to put into it and constantly recenter yourself back to the goal of expecting nothing and accepting everything. So I guess my point is don't beat yourself up when you don't expect nothing and accept everything, but realize that you are going to expect certain things in life and you're not always going to be able to accept everything, at least not initially. So it's about the practice of trying to bring yourself back to that point, right? Not being in that point all the time, because I think it's too lofty, and it's too overwhelming to think about. But if you can work on the practice of bringing yourself back to, you know, as close as you can to expecting nothing and accepting everything, especially in certain instances, you'll be able to move more fluidly through life. Where was I? I was talking about expectations. Okay. So this kind of goes hand in hand with future tripping. My brother is the one who brought me onto this. I don't know if it's called other things. It's what I call it. It's what he calls it. I don't know where he got it from. And that's where you kind of sit and worry about what's going to happen. Well, you know, you think about, well, geez, what if this person doesn't do this? Or what if they do this and I'm going to be upset? And you're paying for something that hasn't happened yet, right? You wouldn't walk into a store and lay down $50 for a t-shirt thinking that they might give it to you. No, you pay for the shirt when you get it. It's an even exchange. So when you're future tripping, you're not making that even exchange and you're really just hurting yourself. But if you can live in the moment, if you can be present, it helps so much, right? If you're embracing everything and expecting nothing, it really helps ground you in the present. And your joy and your peace come from fully engaging with what is happening right now without the cloud of expectations shaping our experiences, right? Let's put it this way. If you are, let's say you're going to a comedy show and you're in the comedy show, well, you're not in it, but you're there and the comedian's doing his thing and you're laughing your ass off. If you're in the moment, just focusing on that comedian telling the jokes, you're going to have a great time. But if you're sitting there and you're thinking about, well, getting out of the parking lot's going to be a nightmare, and there's going to be traffic on the way home, you're going to ruin your experience, right? I'm sure we've all been to an event with our parents, whether it be a baseball game or whatever it is, and they want to leave in the seventh or eighth inning because they want to beat traffic. I refuse to do that. when I go to a game, I stay till the ninth, if there's extra innings, then whatever, I'm enjoying the moment. And if I'm stuck in traffic, then that's the moment that I'm in. And like I said on a previous podcast, I'll call somebody I haven't talked to in a while, I'm stuck in traffic. Or I'll listen to a podcast that I've been meaning to listen to because I'm stuck in traffic. Just focus on the present. It makes things so much better. I'm not saying intentionally put yourself in traffic, but enjoy what you're doing. And if the result is you're stuck somewhere for a little longer, so be it. But you're going to have more fun at whatever in whatever you're doing, whether it be a big event or a small event, reading a book, you know, working out at the gym, whatever it is, if you're just focusing on what you're doing at that time, right? And this act of acceptance really builds our resilience as humans. If you can embrace those ups and downs in life without these super rigid expectations, it allows us to bounce back from challenges with greater strength and adaptability. We all know somebody who is super stuck in their ways, and those are not the happiest people we know. But if you can expand your mind a little bit and accept what's happening in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, you're going to be able to maneuver into positivity much easier. And you know, like I said, this is an individual thing, but it also is, I don't want to say created, but brought forth in relationships. Right? If you can accept others and others' situations and couple that with your lowered expectations, you're really going to transform your relationship dynamics in a positive way. Right? The freedom comes from allowing people to be who they are without trying to fit them into predetermined expectations. Right? So, and for me, this really hits home. In my personal life, in two ways. So with dating, you know, I think it was probably a year and a half ago, I kind of just had this epiphany, because I used to not be like this, and maybe the psilocybin helped, I don't know. But when I'm dating and somebody has a value that I don't like, or they like doing things that I'm not good with, I don't tell them like, hey, you can't do that. Because you're trying to control somebody else, and that's not who that person is. You know, it's much easier if you're like, and I'm very forward about this. You know, it's like, hey, well, look, if that's kind of what you value, this probably is not going to work between the two of us. You know, and sometimes they say, you know, you're right, it probably won't work because I do value this, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it doesn't jive with me. And if it doesn't jive with me, then it's not going to jive with the relationship, because both people need to be on the same page about the big issues, right? We can have, you know, differences, but the fundamental stuff kind of need to be on the same page about. I've also dated people who have said, you know, you are more important than this thing I honestly don't really care about. It's just something that I've done, or this value that I've had. Not even a value, just a thought that I've had. But it's fine. Like, I don't need it. I'd rather work on this with you. So it really does open up these conversations to progression in the relationship. The second way that it's really hit home for me, and I want to repeat what I said before, right? The freedom comes from allowing people to be who they are without trying to fit them into predetermined expectations, trying to fit them in a box. For those of you who don't know, I was engaged a couple years ago, longer than a couple years ago, like 2.5 years ago, to somebody who I suspect, and other professionals, I don't want to get into it too much, suspect has borderline personality disorder. And one of the key components is you, as the person with BPD, borderline personality disorder, have these unwavering, unflinching, immovable, predetermined expectations of how people should be. And if they do not fit into that box that you have conjured up for them, then shit hits the fan. Then it's unacceptable, essentially. And I was not who she wanted me to be, or who she thought I should be, or was supposed to be. So, you know, embracing people for who they are, good or bad, is really the key here. And you don't have to be friends with these people. You don't have to be in a relationship with these people, but you do need to accept who these people are, because you're not going to change them. And kind of turning the mirror around, you need to embrace yourself. You need to accept yourself, your flaws, you know, your attributes, whether they be good or bad, without those same weights of unrealistic expectations. And by doing so, you're leading to a more positive and fulfilling self-image. Self-image is so important. And this self-compassionate approach really embraces your overall well-being. You need to be compassionate for yourself. People who sit there and rail on themselves, I'm stupid, I should have, you know, I should have done this better, I should have done that better. Okay, look, you might be disappointed in the way that you did something, but you don't harp on that negativity. You accept what happened, and then you look for the silver lining, or you look for the teaching lesson, the teaching moment, and you apply it to your future moving forward, and you move forward with a positive, happy mindset. You know, some people just need to live in the negativity, and it's not healthy. Not only that, it will shorten your lifespan. If you sit in the stress, if you're constantly looking for the stress, your life will end early. So I hope you, excuse me, take that in consideration. And, you know, beyond just kind of the mental aspect of this, there are physical things you can do to practice this mindfulness and this acceptance and this lack of expectation. Deep breathing, yoga. It's funny, I keep coming back to these types of practices, yoga, meditation, deep breathing. I talked about it with the self-care. I talked about it a few weeks ago. I talk about it now. It's that Eastern medicine, those Eastern medicinal practices really nailed it. They've stood the test of time, and I think there's something to it, right? These techniques really help people embrace being in the present and letting go of expectations and fostering that peaceful mindset, right? So, you know, like I said, I do want to reiterate that this is not easy to do. This is hard, hard work. But I would be hard-pressed to find work that is more beneficial than this. Accept nothing, or accept everything, expect nothing. You know, if you have that mindset and you're constantly trying to work towards that, it's going to branch out into every aspect of your life. Just, and you'll be more positive. You'll be happier. You don't need to sit in a world of negativity and doubt and blame and, you know, what's it called? Questioning your self-worth. What you can do is just accept stuff as it happens. Think about how you would like it to be different for the future, and then act accordingly. You know, we cannot control the world, and we can't control other people. All we can control is how we react to it. So it's up to you to decide if you want to react coming from negativity, or if you want to react coming from positivity and love. I'll leave it right there. Hope you guys had a great New Year's Eve. Welcome to 2024. Thanks for listening. And until next week, go eat a salad.